Welcome to the Real Estate Espresso Podcast, your morning shot of what's new in the world of real estate investing. I'm your host, Victor Monash, and today we're talking about market statistics. Now, Case-Shiller just recently announced their national index for the month of February. In their 20-city index, they announced a 6.8% increase for the month of February as compared with 2017. And as we talked about with Dr. Doug Duncan, chief economist for Fannie Mae a couple of weeks ago, this makes perfect sense. The market appears to be supply-side constrained, which means we're not constructing enough new houses to meet the demand. In fact, Dr. Duncan believes that we're about 250,000 units short compared to what the demographics would require at this point in our history. With a shortage of new homes, prices are going up. Federal Housing Authority, FHA, which oversees the work of Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac, came out with similar statistics indicating a 7.2% increase over the same time period. But I want to caution you against using market averages and these types of statistics to make decisions with. We've seen three cities exhibit double-digit growth. San Francisco, Las Vegas, and Seattle all exhibited growth in prices more than 10%. Again, I want to caution you about the market averages. In the latest report, New York City showed a price increase of 6%. However, as we indicated in our report yesterday, we are seeing signs that many segments of the market in New York City are in fact overbuilt, in particular the luxury segment, where we've seen a 25% decline in sales volume, and that 25% decline has actually resulted in 8% drop in prices in the condo segment. Averages can be very misleading. For example, if Bill Gates walked into a restaurant, you could say the average net worth in the restaurant immediately went up. In fact, against that metric, the busboy and the waiter would be multi-millionaires, where in fact, when they go home at the end of the night, they may be a couple of $100 richer from the tips they acquired, but they're certainly not multi-millionaires. That's not to say that the averages are inaccurate. It's simply to say that the averages are irrelevant. They're irrelevant to your specific situation. One of the factors that's fueling demand is the millennials are finally getting married, starting families, and buying houses. They're a couple of years delayed compared with the previous generation, but they are finally getting around to getting married, having babies, and buying houses. Starter homes are smaller in footprint than they have been historically. This is helping to make houses more affordable, but the run-up in prices is still driven by an excess demand compared with the supply entering the market. Even in my home city of Ottawa, Canada, we've seen a significant increase in prices this year over last. However, the averages can be misleading. One of the factors that has significantly impacted house prices is the relocation of employment within the metropolitan area. Specifically, the Department of National Defense moved their headquarters about 15 kilometers to the west from the downtown core. That has created tremendous demand for houses in the west end of the city and created, in fact, a surplus of housing in the east end of the city, as people who work for National Defense can no longer tolerate the hour to an hour and a half commute and would rather live closer to their place of employment. The report also talks about Dallas having increased 6.4% on average. The Dallas market is not one market. It's made up of 27 distinct submarkets. If you're going to analyze anything in the Dallas market, you as a minimum have to break it up into 27 separate chunks. And even within those 27 separate markets, there are neighborhood by neighborhood factors at play. For example, North Dallas communities like Plano and Frisco have seen a massive influx of population as a number of corporate headquarters have relocated to Plano from many other cities, whether it be California, New York State. Many corporate headquarters have relocated there. That's brought literally tens of thousands of jobs into that immediate area. I really don't know why the media continues to report on these meaningless numbers. Well, I guess I do. It makes a news story appeal to the widest possible audience. As a real estate professional, continue to stay hyper-local, stay hyper-connected to your local data, and have an awesome day. Make some great things happen, and we'll talk to you again tomorrow.